The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So again, it's really nice to see you all, and welcome, warm welcome to Happy Hour. I talked a little bit about being a scientist, but of course, if you're not a scientist, you're more than welcome. And if you are a scientist, you're more than welcome. We're all welcome, all showing up just the way that we are. So one thing I wanted to talk about a little bit today was, many of you know that with the Pali word that we're using, loving kindness, the Pali word metta, actually can be translated a number of different ways. And sometimes I'm using warm-hearted or goodwill or benevolence. Sometimes they're putting in like care and respect. You know, there's all this general movement of well-wishing for others and for ourselves. And today I'd like to introduce a little bit different word that I haven't used before. And that is to befriend. To befriend. So using this word, kind of suggests has a little bit more of an active feeling, like something one does, as opposed to more just of a warm-hearted feeling, sensation, attitude. It implies a little bit of a movement. So it's worthwhile maybe to explore and play around and experiment with that. What does it mean to befriend? And it can involve having the curious or friendly or kind attitude towards whether it's another person or even our experience. Of course, we can befriend our experiences just like we can befriend others. But one thing that I think that befriending points towards or suggests or implies, that is that it can be a shift. It can be a movement away from either indifference or just not even noticing. Or maybe it's even a shift away from a little bit of aversion or turning away. To befriend is the opposite movement. Instead of turning away, it's turning towards and engaging with. Instead of being completely ignoring or pretending it's not there or just not simply not noticing, to befriend is to notice and to engage with in some kind of way. So there might be a way, just the way that I described it, that we could understand befriending as a part of a foundational stance for all mindfulness and loving kindness practice. That is to not be turning away, but to be turning towards with some openness, some warm-heartedness. This includes not turning away from what is difficult, what is uncomfortable, not turning away from people necessarily that are difficult or uncomfortable. I'm not saying that we have to become best friends with them and that we have to embrace them and have to invite them into our lives. But to befriend maybe in such a way that we're not closing our hearts, we're not completely turning away, but instead greeting our experience, perhaps greeting difficult people, but greeting our experiences, to befriend them is to greet them with a certain openness, allowing them to be there, a certain accepting, which of course, again, when this is with difficult people, doesn't mean that we condone everything that they do. It's more about the state of our heart and mind, rather it's more like an attitude and a stance that we take, rather than, say, a endorsement of a particular person or something. So it's not so much about, for our experiences, it's not about making our experiences all comfortable, or it's not about becoming best friends with every person. I'm exaggerating here, but it's about increasing and cultivating our capacity to be with our experiences. Our lives include people who are difficult include experiences that are difficult. So to befriend them is a way in which we don't turn away. And it also means befriending is a non-abandoning or non-rejection. It's saying a type of yes rather than a flat-out no. It's a type of acknowledging what the experience is. And of course, this includes, this not abandoning and not rejecting includes not abandoning, not rejecting ourselves. Little aspects of ourselves that we might have this idea that, oh, things would be so much better if I could just get rid of this one part. But befriending ourselves is to befriend all parts of ourselves, not turn away from them. And so in this way, to befriend is a way in which we can reclaim that which we might have cast aside or tried to excise or somehow maybe even just hope or pretend that they're not there. So to befriend as part of loving kindness practices might be what we might understand as loving kindness practice and has a big role perhaps even just in all our mindfulness practices. Maybe to befriend is a basic foundational meditation practice that can support us in all of our lives and all of our meditation. To say a certain kind of yes as opposed to just a flat out no. Instead of turning away, instead of abandoning, instead of rejecting, instead of being filled with aversion, to turn towards with a certain amount of open-heartedness. Maybe we start there. Maybe we just start with just turning towards and then it can be cultivated and grown from there. So with that, as an introduction, let's do some meditation practice. So we'll begin by taking three long, slow, deep breaths. Sometimes exaggerated movements of the breath help us to connect to the sensations of breathing. And sometimes these exaggerated breaths also with the long exhale can support us type of letting go or release of tension. And allowing our breath to return to normal. Can check in with the body. One way to befriend our experience is to kind of be present here. One way to be present is to be embodied, to be in touch with our physical experience. perhaps doing a body scan. Starting with the top, I like to start with the top of the body. Checking in with places where we often hold tension. Around the eyes and the mouth. The shoulders. Letting the shoulder blades slide down the back of the shoulders away from the ears. We can check in with the chest and see if there is a way in which there might be a really small movement, really small, that allows the chest to be open and relaxed. And check in with the belly, another place, and see if there's a way in which there might be some softness or gentleness. Another place we often hold tension. And feeling the pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. And we can rest our attention on the sensations of breathing. Just allowing our awareness to rest there. With the movement of the abdomen or the chest. And if you find the mind lost in thought, just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. Just allowing the attention to notice, to be with the sensations of breathing, feeling the stretching, expansion, contraction. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy and complicated to feel love, care, respect, goodwill, friendliness. Can bring this individual to mind. Might be somebody you know, somebody you don't know. Might even be an imaginary kitten, puppies, or baby. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, can repeat the phrases while having in mind the lovable being. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. allow yourself to feel the care, the love, the appreciation, respect, whatever it might be, for this lovable being. Might be really subtle, might be obvious, and it might not even be there. We're just creating the conditions for these feelings to arise. Doesn't mean that they will arise. But this practice has power whether or not there's particular emotions arising. It can be helpful to sense the bodily experience and see if there is any opening of the heart or maybe warmth in the heart center, maybe some softness in the belly or a sense of spaciousness. If so, allow that those sensations to support you, to support the cultivation of loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we'll expand this loving kindness that we're cultivating to include ourselves, to befriend all aspects of ourselves. In the same way, you can bring to mind either a visual image of yourself, perhaps as you are now, or any of your favorite pictures of yourself, including when you were a child. Or maybe a felt sense of what it's like to be here at this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like to befriend all aspects of yourself? All. Sorry, it's my phone. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like to befriend all aspects of your experience right now? To extend some warm-heartedness in some kind of way. And then to expand our loving kindness or befriending even more can include someone who is mildly irritating or annoying or off-putting or something like that. Not the most difficult person in our life. And can we befriend them in such a way that we don't close our hearts? So bring this mildly annoying person to mind. And with the intention of befriending our experience, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Does it make a difference if you consider befriending non-rejection, non-abandoning? Not necessarily embracing. But non-rejecting. Non-abandoning. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of befriending as non-abandonment, non-rejection, as the opposite of turning away. So one way to integrate or more fully appreciate, or maybe to flesh out in some kind of way one's understanding or one's experience, is to talk about it, is to share it with others. So now I'd like to put you into some small groups. And in these small groups, you can talk about, what do you think of this idea of befriending as an alternative translation for metta? Sometimes we use loving kindness. What is it about befriending? Or maybe the idea of befriending as non-abandonment, non-rejection, kind of a non-turning away. Or you can just talk about your experience. What was this meditation like for you this evening? So we'll put you into groups of three or four, and we can allow the first person to speak and maybe say just a small amount. You don't need to say everything. Maybe one idea, and then it goes to the second person, and then they can share an idea, then it goes to the next person, and they can share their idea, and then it goes to the next person if there's four. And then when it comes back around to the first person might have heard something that the others have said, and then they can just build on that, and maybe they're reminded of something else. So collectively, as a group, you can create something, some understanding, maybe something new that you hadn't thought of before. So we'll meet for 13 minutes. And the person, let's see here. Let's just go an old-fashioned alphabetical order by the first letter in your screen name. That'll be the person who starts, and then you can go from there. Great. Have fun. Okay, welcome back. It's nice to see you all again. Say that you made the trip. Would anybody like to share what that was like to explore these ideas with others, to talk about this idea of befriending, or any aha moments, or anything you'd like to share? Maybe a question?
To me, hi, it's Marie Christine. I'm in Sydney, Australia.
Oh. Welcome.
Thank you. The meditation, when you spoke of befriending as opposed to the straightforward loving kindness, it just reminded me of the concept of embracing. I could see this big giant with his or her arms wrapping me around their arms. So it felt like a less critical way of looking at myself and others when you befriend as opposed to loving kindness. There was something, yeah, that removed an extra layer of criticism and judgment.
Nice. Thank you. And welcome from the other side of the planet. I love it. Fantastic.
Lovely to be here.
Yeah. Can I ask you, what time is it there for you?
It is almost midday.
Okay.
So there's 17 hours between us.
Okay.
Yeah, many hours.
Yes. And you're Marie Christine?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Great. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have a comment? Abraham, you're waiting. Were you saying hello to Marie Christine, or were you saying that you'd like to make a comment?
I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to wave to her. Hi.
Hi, Abraham. Thank you. It's a lovely group. We'll be back.
That's so cute.
Diana, I had a comment that yes. I was thinking of. Tomorrow, I've mentioned before here that I've been in recovery for alcohol, and tomorrow I'm actually going to be meeting with my group. And one of the things we talk about a lot is not only self-acceptance, which I think falls in line appropriately with befriending ourselves, but also what you were saying earlier about a soft yes instead of a hard no. I think that that's, I'm going to mention that to the group tomorrow, and I think they're really going to like that concept, because one of the things that a lot of us end up struggling with in the recovery community is building trust again with others and learning to accept ourselves and feeling somewhat isolated. And, you know, conversely, like this sort of rejection that we feel in the beginning when we're recovering, we kind of combat that with like being completely accepting of one another and supporting each other in the addiction community. And so being able to accept ourselves, befriend ourselves, and show that kindness and willingness to accept those around us who have screwed up a lot in the past and who are just trying to, you know, right their wrongs, I think is so important. So I just like that, the way you phrase that, though, a soft yes instead of a hard no. So I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Excellent. Great. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. So it's 7 o'clock, so we'll end now. But maybe I'll share how heartwarming it is for me to do these sessions with you all. It's really beautiful. And I'm going to unmute us all. So if you'd like, we can kind of in a loud, raucous way say goodbye and until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Diana. It was great.
Thank you.
Bye, Marie Christine. Bye, Abraham. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, Diana.
Yes, my pleasure.
Did I press the wrong button?
Have a good meeting, Andrew.